Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ding.
My clit feels so swollen, it'll burst.
Oh, you're right.
Help me. Yes, yes.
She's never soared before, from rocky coast to golden shore. Let the mighty eagle soar with healing in her wings, as the land beneath her sings.
You saved me. I think I need a shower.
Now I'll never be satisfied doing it alone. That was indescribable.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Yes! Timothy Raven Simone Henson, this is Distorted View Daily. I'm sassy. I'm black. I was on the damn Cosby Show, and now I'm fat. That's so Raven. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Oh, if you're playing the Distorted View drinking game, everyone, take a drink. Do have a great program for you. Classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday coming up for you in just a moment. But before we do that, you know, it's getting cold outside. A lot of people are going to be spending the next few months indoors. I think it's the perfect time for our next Distorted View book club selection. Yes. Curl up with a good read in front of the fireplace. I don't know what... This is not really appropriate music. It's like I'm trying to sell you something. Yes. Let me just start over here, then. Sophistication and elegance. Something you don't normally find in a Class C motorhome. But that's exactly what Winnebago's giving you. In the 1988 Mini Winnie! Power windows, power locks, and an expanded cargo bay. Features normally found in higher price models are now standard, as is the faux leather wrapped captain's chair. Sit down, sink in, and own the road. Can I just say it again? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about today. All right, yes, we've got a new Distorted View book club selection. You can purchase this from Amazon.com. I urge you all to do so. I'll put a link on the show notes today. Today's book club selection, Rampaging Fuckers of Everything on the Crazy Shitting Planet of the Vomit Atmosphere. It's $11.95 and eligible for free Super Saver shipping. This is an award-winning... I wonder what award this fucking book won. An award-winning collection of three short novels by a master of satire. Michael Hansen's surreal fiction is ridiculously fun to read. His subversive tale captures the smugness of mainstream culture as he thrusts his characters into absurd and humorous situations that reveal the defects in the modern social fabric. Rampaging Fuckers includes three separate novels in one book. The first is called Monster Cocks, a poignant apocalyptic tragedy of penis enlargement gone horribly, horribly wrong. I'm interested. Journey to the Center of Agnes Cuddlebottom, which is a gripping history of the first Starbucks in the anus of an 80-year-old prostitute. I think Corey wrote that story. And Crazy Shitting Planet. In the future, all rich people will live in giant floating blimps shaped like themselves, shitting garbage on the poor dwellers of the wasteland below. A touching parable of love, friendship, and feces. Now, what I find fascinating on Amazon is the section, customers who bought this item also bought the Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Satan Burger, the Faggiest Vampire, and the Cannibals of Candyland. Oh, and also Help, a Bear is Eating Me. These are all great titles, but don't take my word for it. Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Now, this book actually reminds me, you know what, before I go into this, I have to tell you, when I was trying to find this sound effect, I found it on a YouTube video, right, from Reading Rainbow, and I was recording the whole thing just to get to this last little sound bite.
I didn't realize my mic was on. It's something that I leave up occasionally. And I guess I didn't like the little boy who was reading this story. Take a listen.
The Titanic was a huge ship built a long time ago.
Shut up.
People thought it was unsinkable, but...
as if the little boy can hear me. Oh, shut up.
They were wrong.
Stupid kid.
One dark, cold night, the Titanic hit an iceberg and sank.
I'm just so annoyed by him.
Hit an iceberg and sank.
I could have very well just fast-forwarded to the end, but...
Many people lost their lives. After this accident, people learned a lot about making ships safer. This book is full of interesting facts. To find out more, sail on down to your local library or bookstore and pick it up.
Yeah, I don't know if you could hear me there. I just told the little boy to blow me. Because he suggested that I go down to the library and check out this Titanic book. Blow me. Dare you try to give me a book recommendation? Just smile and blow me. All right. You know, this book kind of reminds me of that, song poem service we talked about a while ago on the show. Basically, they used to advertise in, Rolling Stone and all sorts of newspapers and magazines. But there were these services that would ask you for your poems or your song lyrics, and then real performers with instruments will create a song based on your work. And so some people just started submitting just rubbish, basically. Just inane babble. Like this song, Blind Man's Penis.
I got high last night on LSD. My mind was beautiful, and I was free. Warts love my nipples because they are pink. Vomit on me, baby, yeah. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he is blind. It's a wreck because he is blind. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he's blind. It's a wreck. Because he's blind.
Yeah, so some guy just, wrote a bunch of gibberish, basically, and sent it off, along with, $100 or $200, and then this performer actually had to make sense of it and record a song or something, which is something that I would love to do. If we could just come up with some lyrics, I would definitely pony up the cash for a real song based on our stupidity. All right, so there you go. Some reading for you this winter. The hell's it called again? Rampaging fuckers of everything on the crazy shitting planet of vomit atmosphere. Now let's move on to some more shitty literature in a segment I like to call Sextastic Tuesday. This is a very simple bit. Basically, I go on online, try to find some poorly written or weird or disgusting sex stories, and then I present them to you. It's as easy as that. Now, keep in mind, the goal of this is not to get you off. It's to creep you out, or make you feel uncomfortable, or just make you angry. Who the hell would write this crap? That's what I want you to scream. Let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's sextastic.
All right, let's get in the mood. Gentlemen, whip out your cocks and spread that pre-cum around your cock. Use it as lubricant. And ladies, start fingering your holes. It's time for a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday, all right? The story tonight is entitled Freak. The Party. It's a very appropriate title for Distorted View, right? All right, let's get into it. It was a freak bar. A party. Yeah, man. It was a real scene going down. Hey, baby. Want to get high, dearie?
Want to get lost?
Yes, getting lost was the idea. Here. Now. Gone. Oh, Christ. It's another one of those stories where the author really thinks he's a writer, and he's expressing himself artistically with the overuse of periods and non-sentences. Here, period, now, period, gone, period, I, period, hope, period, you, period, get, period, throat, period, cancer. How about that? Exclamation mark, parentheses, ha 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 ha, and parentheses. I don't know. Okay, back to the story here. Oh, this should be good. And by good, I mean horrifically bad. Oh, yeah, I'm going to take you higher. What the fuck kind of dialogue is this? Like, it's coming from a 1950s drug propaganda film. Yeah, I'm going to take you higher. It's a real scene, man. I'm going to take you on a trip, and we're going to go so high, man. Let's go get some hot dogs.
That's when the hot dog started talking to me. I tried to bite into it, but he told me he had a wife and kids at home.
Fucking LSD film. Oh, so great. Okay. All right, back to the story here. I take you higher, man. He was 6'3", at least, 250 or so. Certainly not fat, definitely all man. I didn't know his name, but I'd seen him flashing edges earlier in the night. Edges? That's some sort of drug reference? Nice edges, too. Not like some of the other ones I've seen, crusted in the blood of previous victims. I was hunting that night, I admit. Hunting for danger, pain, and sex. Hunting to get rid of that loneliness that still floated around my shoulders like a cloak. Oh, she's so emo. Oddly enough, the next line of the story is how she ran across a dead bird and how it's a perfect metaphor for life. I see all these dead birds, man. It's just like, why is there all this pain in the world? Stupid emo cunts. Okay, back to the story here. In a second, less, he was on me. Again, this is a porno story, so it's written horribly. Like, grammatically, it's all fucked up. I'm trying to make sense of this as I go along here. In a second, comma, less, he was on me. All right. Edge at my throat, breath in my ear. I could hear the sounds of people around us. The hush of conversation turned to laughter, turned lust. Touch yourself. No! I was no pushover. Make me! It hung in the air. Dude, he has a knife up to your throat. Touch yourself, for Christ's sakes. My refusal, his still latent violence. What? Would he cut me? Would he spill me on the floor for blood sluts to lick up? Yes. Yes, he would. I love the blood sluts. Red, welling up of life, pouring forth. This is getting lost. Gone. Oh, what kind of teenage girl drivel is this? I guarantee you can walk into any high school in America and at least 50 girls have the same sort of crap written in their notebook. Stupid depressed twats in their poetry. Here, this is every teenage girl's poem that can be found in their notebook. Here we go. By Tim Henson.
Loneliness, sadness, despair. I leave this world in an instant. Pain, hurt. Will they miss me? Will they shed a tear? So cold. Silence. Bio test tomorrow, chapters 3-6, multiple choice.
Oh, wait, I think she was taking notes on the same page that she wrote her poetry. Sorry, got a little carried away there. All right, back to the stupid story here. Good grief. All right, the morning came. I woke to a mass of bruises. That's right. You should have touched yourself when he told you to.
You fucking bitch.
I'll bring a little coffee. How do you like
this? Oh, those just never get old. All right, back to the story here. Blood had been drawn at my throat and down my thighs. His suckling mouth still pressed phantom kisses along my body. The shower I took was achingly cold, and the water that circled the drain was tinged with pink. Getting dressed hurt. The turtleneck pressed against edge slices. That's the official wardrobe of victims of abuse, the turtleneck, because there's so much coverage. It covers up all the bruises. If you're going to beat someone, go ahead and buy them a turtleneck. Common courtesy. All right, the night enclosed me again. It was stiflingly hot. The moisture clung to my hair and clothes. I was outside the bar again. Rarely did I visit the same place two nights in a tow. I think they meant row. R and T are right next to each other on the keyboard. Everyone knew me, had heard of me, but I was a regular nowhere. I was into getting lost.
Yeah, man, just get drunk, totally lose yourself, maybe drop some E.
The real scene. I was into getting lost, not making friends, but enemies apparently do not need physical presence to breed animosity. Dun, dun, dun. Here comes her friend. Come home with me. I want to spill you onto my bathroom floor. Watch your back arch as you kneel to lick it up. My body turned into pure sex. Every muscle... This woman... bad judgment, I think, is her problem. Every muscle a straining libido. Higher, period. Harder, period. Faster, period. Line crossed, period. No harm, period. No foul, period. Come on, man. It's way too many periods. Period. All right, continuing on with the story. Home, period. I shit you not. His home, period. A nice flat done up in all metal, period. The bluish tinge of gunmetal setting off the silver spark of steel, period. These aren't complete sentences. Should I tell you to relax, offer you a seat, get you some tea? Oh, how kind of him. Can I get you a snack or a beverage before I beat you unconscious? All right, he stared me down. I could back off now. He was giving me an out. The lonely was gone, driven out by the adrenaline still coursing through me. This was for a different purpose. I went to my knees, offering my throat. Good, period. Bad, period. Who cared? Question mark. Finally, different punctuation mark. He was whispering low under his breath. I couldn't make out the words. He came close, period. Closer, period. Closer, period. He ran his thumb along my bottom lip. That's a good girl. Go on. Suck on it. I took him into my mouth, his flesh soothing against my palate. Do I sense a hint of mint on my palate? All right, so she's sucking this guy off. Nice. Yeah, that's a good girl. I was wet to my thighs, so turned on it hurt. Where was his edge? Where was his body? I wanted him, needed him, in me, close to me. Skin to skin, period. Heart to heart, period. Pounding, period. He kissed me. It was rape. That's what you consider rape? That's simply crossing the line. It's okay that he beat you silly so the next day you were still bleeding, your body covered in bruises, and you still wanted to see him again, but God forbid he should place his lips on yours.
How do you like this?
Oh, this story is so bad. Oh, porno stories are just awful. Great, written by horny teenagers or something. All right. Oh, yeah, that's a good girl. Yeah, she's wet to her thighs, blah, blah, blah. It was rape, period. It was communion. All right. He curled his fist in my hair, pulling me closer, letting me taste exquisite surrender. I was helpless in the dragon's lair, enthralled by his lips and teeth and tongue. This, period. Oh, yeah. Apparently the Kool-Aid man just broke through a wall. Story took a strange turn. You're raping me. Oh, yeah. It's wacky, wild, Kool-Aid-style rape. Okay. I'm going to hurt you now. He spread my legs, running the edge up and down my thighs. Slice. Slice. Gasp. He dug his fingers into the wounds as he fucked me senseless. Oh, my God. It's pretty twisted, right? All right. Such a good girl, he crooned, massaging blood into my skin. We were perfection. Perfect lust. Then, slap. It was like being hit by a truck. My face, still stinging from the blow, began to rain tears. My head swam. Little starbursts of light and pain filled my vision. The end. That's it. That's how the story ends.
There you go, Sextastic Tuesday for December 7th, 2010, brought to you by our good friends at adamandeve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item just by using coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K. You know, the holidays are quickly approaching. Log on right now and put your orders in, and you'll be sure to get it before Christmas. There's some great stocking stuffers, like the candy cane glass dildo. Adam and Eve suggest that you warm it up or cool it down for a new experience every time. Lingerie, adult movies, lube, toys, whatever. If it's adult in nature and it's something that you think a loved one would enjoy, oh my God, that would make a great Christmas gift. Right now, adamandeve.com, 50% off just about any item. So for instance, you know, a $40 dildo will only cost you $20. Plus, you're going to get free shipping. So you're going to save money that way. They're going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs and a special mystery gift. So if you, you know, just find, you know, maybe your girl wants a vibrator for Christmas. I don't know. Not only will she get a vibrator, you can then package all that other crap you're going to get for free, and you're going to look like a goddamn hero. And you'll be saving money, so you can purchase a prostitute on the side and get some real freaky action going. I'm not saying you should cheat on your woman, but I'm saying you could with all the money you're saving. I'm really not good at these live ads, am I? Adam and Eve would be ecstatic if I would just read what they have written for me, but I always have to go off script and advocate adultery. And gay guys, you know, there's shit for you too over there at Adam and Eve. Check it out right now, adamandeve.com. Use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 50% off, plus all sorts of goodies and free shipping. All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yay! Yes! Why not sign up for the Sideshow right now? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. And you can also purchase lifetime memberships now. And also, I should mention, if you would like to gift a membership, 'tis the season and all, you can gift a yearly membership or a lifetime membership. If you do want to gift one, you have to email me and I'll give you the instructions because, you know, I'll need their email address and shit like that. So, you know, if you want to sign up yourself, go to superfreaksideshow.com. If you would like to gift a membership, email me, show@distortedview.com. And those make great stocking stuffers. That right next to the candy cane dildo. Can't beat that pair. Today I've got an extended show for you, a lot of audio and shit I want to share with you. Thursday I'll be back with another exclusive show, and of course I've got a video cast for you. Oh, a lot of great stuff. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Oh, yes. It comes from Florida, and it has to do with shit. The smell stayed with... Oh, Jesus. Louisker, L-O-U-I-S-K-E-R, okay. Louisker, Louis-June, long after he left the apartment. It's a smell he noticed before walking inside his building in Fort Pierce. Louis-June noticed something foul dripping down the ceilings and running down the walls. It smelled like feces. If it looks like feces and smells like feces, chances are someone's been shitting on your walls. Louis June called Fort Pierce police, and when officers went upstairs, they discovered it was feces, possibly human. It had been dumped out everywhere, on the mattress, on the couch, in the floor. The crime scene report says the room had several dozen containers. Several dozen? He's been shitting in there for years. The room had several dozen containers in a 5-gallon plastic bucket that all appeared to have contained the offensive material before someone dumped them out onto the floor and furniture in the room. Police believe the tenant was angry about being evicted, so he took the angry gorilla approach to things and just flung feces all about. And I gotta say, that's a very calculated attack. He had it really take his time. Well, you have like 30 days, right, when you get the eviction notice. And he decided to take those 30 days, not to look for a new job or a new apartment, but he really focused on shitting in buckets, filling them to the brim, and then just letting it all go. All right, back to the story here. Yeah, police believe the tenant was angry about being evicted. No fucking shit. Landlord Oriel Netville said the renter had been acting aggressive and threatened another tenant with a knife, so Netville kicked him out. As for why the man had so many containers of excrement, officers believe it may have been a little known in what... ready for a huge callback here, freaks? All right, here we go. I need to prepare myself for this one. As for why the man had so many containers of excrement, officers believed it may have been a little known and widely speculated way to get high called, say it with me, Jankum.
The Washington Post, The Drudge Report, and Inside Edition are all talking about Jankum.
It could be toxic and harming.
The Bulletin describes Jankum as gas produced by raw sewage that's allowed to ferment.
Yes, you basically shit in a jar, allow it to ferment, and then inhale the gases.
Pictures show young people who appear to be breathing in Jankum.
When we mentioned this new concoction to people on the street here in Jacksonville, not only had they never heard of it before, but they said they didn't want to get anywhere near it.
It sounds horrible.
But it smells like heaven. Did you know Jankum already has a street name? Take it away, news reporter who's about to be embarrassed by his own words.
Kids are calling it by the more popular slang term, butt hash. Jack Miller, Fox 30 News.
Butt hash.
Butt hash. Butt hash. Butt hash. Jack Miller, Fox 30 News.
Oh, Jack. I feel so bad for him. He had to utter the word. I bet you he never thought in a million years he'd ever have to say the words butt hash live on the air.
Butt hash. Jack Miller, Fox 30 News.
I like that he, you know, said it with pizzazz. Butt hash. Jack Miller, Fox 30 News. Wiener scabs. Tim Henson, Fox 8 News. All right, back to the story here. We need to come up with what are wiener scabs exactly? All right, yes, they think this may have something to do with Jankum. Jankum is an alleged hallucinogenic drug of noxious gas caused by the fermentation of sewage. However, many insist Jenkum is just a hoax. Snopes.com, a website designed to debunk internet rumors, say evidence that Jenkum use is a significant phenomenon in the United States, or that the substance can even produce the effects, is described as scant. Inspectors with the Fort Pierce Building Authority deemed the building unsafe and condemned it, forcing the handful of residents, including Louis June or whatever, to move out. He salvaged what he could, you know, stuff that was not soaked in drippy poop. Many of his belongings were contaminated and had to be thrown out. I gotta find somewhere to move, he says. You know, if you don't have no money right away to move, try to find something. Right. Police are still looking for the tenant. The landlord estimates the damage to be at least $150,000. That's a whole lot of shit. He says the building may have to be demolished. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. It's another one primarily focusing on shit. It's a good day here at Distorted View. All right, a chef launched dog poo at unsuspecting people standing at a bus stop. This all went down somewhere in Scotland. Ross Adair then went on to urinate in the street and jump on top of cars. The boozed-up stunt stunned people in Prestwick going about their business on Sunday afternoon. But the disgusting son of a bitch learned a hard lesson, as he'll be spending Christmas in jail. The 21-year-old man went crazy for no apparent reason on October 3rd of this year. At Sheriff's Court this week, he admitted to standing in the path of traffic, shouting and throwing bags of estrogen. Throwing bags of estrogen out at menopausal women. He's really doing a service. No, he's throwing bags of excrement around in Shaw Road. He also pleaded guilty to urinating in public and damaging two vehicles. That must have been some hard shit. Cement turds. He was jumping on the cars. Claire Smith told Sheriff John Montgomery the outburst happened at 3:50 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon. Witnesses in a car showroom saw Adair in the middle of the road, causing cars to slow down. They watched as he walked across to waste ground and urinated in full view of them. Adair then emptied a dog fouling bin, you know, a dog shit bin, and threw bags of dog excrement onto the road and toward a bus shelter where people were standing. Police were contacted, but before they could arrive, Adair jumped onto the bonnet of a car in the showroom and bent the wiper before launching himself onto another and kicking the door and wing. Their language is so funny. Like, I get bonnet is the hood of the car. If the news article says door and then says wing, what the fuck is a wing? I would think a wing would be the door. I don't know. Crazy Scottish people. Is that where the story comes from? I don't know. Hey, this just in. I got quite possibly the stupidest Facebook post ever. Ricardo posted on my Facebook wall. Hey, Tim. Just wanted to let you know that PayPal is a piece of shit. I'm asking you and your users to cancel your PayPal accounts for permanently freezing WikiLeaks account. All right, sure. I didn't care so much for eating and paying my bills, so let me just go ahead and cancel that. PayPal. What are you talking about? That's never going to happen. PayPal is how people pay for the sideshow. That's a horrible idea. Do not cancel your PayPal accounts. If you want to support WikiLeaks or whatever, you can write PayPal a letter or something. Canceling your account's not going to fucking affect them at all. All right. Actually, I guess if enough people cancel their account, it would affect PayPal's bottom line, but I still don't think that's a good idea. All right, moving on. What were we talking about? Wing? Wing was on an episode of South Park. I don't know if you knew that or not. And apparently, she threw a bunch of shit at someone. Defense lawyer Peter Lockhart explained that nothing could be said in mitigation of the offenses and admitted his client had behaved disgracefully. You're a horrible defense lawyer. Always deny everything. Mr. Lockhart handed a reference from Adair's employer to Sheriff Montgomery. He added he is employed full-time and highly regarded by his employer. I'm sorry. I had some Starbucks coffee, and it's coming back up. And I gotta tell you, my ass is starting to tingle again. Yesterday I had the shits because of rallies. Today I think the culprit will be Starbucks. But I'm going to soldier on, because I'm here for you. And I'm a trooper. Final story we have for you today. It is a short one. That's good. It's actually like three sentences long. The story comes from the UK. Part of a man's ear was bitten off in an attack. A 19-year-old man has had part of his ear bitten off in an assault in Newry. The man was walking with friends on the Belfast Road in the early hours of Sunday when a car pulled up alongside of him. A man got out and promptly ate his ear and then went back in his car and sped off. He was peckish. He was hungry. Taco Bell wasn't open. Do they have Taco Bell over there? Details of the victim's current condition have not been released. Does the guy even know the dude who just popped out of the car and took a chunk of his ear? Police have appealed for anyone who witnessed the attack to get in touch with them as soon as possible. So there you go. That was an extremely short story. I feel like we have some time to kill. Wing, take it away.
They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face, better disappear. The fire in the side and the woods are really clear. So baby, just baby. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't wanna see no, but don't be a metal man. You wanna be top, better do what you can.
All
so
right.
Baby.
There we go. Thank you very much, Wing. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, my freaky deaky, speak to me, please.
Timmy Boo, this is Sideshow Freak calling from Vancouver, and I have one question regarding last Tuesday's Sextastic Tuesday, and that is this: what the fuck? That is all.
I could not tell you.
Dude, one of my favorite bumps that you just don't seem to play anymore is the Shake and Bake. It's like a law firm or something like that. And you go,
oh, yes.
Oh my God, what have I done?
Levenge Group. Levenge is also the number I discovered. Levenge is a whole number I discovered. It's between the numbers 2 and 3, and it's called Levenge. You can look it up on the Freakypedia at freakypedia.net. All right, yeah, I'll play the Levenge Group thing as maybe the intro to the extended portion. How about that?
Hey, Jimmy Boo.
Yes.
The Puerto Rican Fat Man.
Puerto Rican Fat Man.
Calling to tell you that I love you. I have a secret man crush. It's Haley's Comet.
I don't know. That accent does something for
Texas.
Me. Rocking a semi here.
I don't need help with the ladies.
How fat would you say you are, fat man? All right, enough.
Hi, Timmy. It's Kimmy over in Indiana.
Hi, Kimmy.
And I just wanted to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. As you can tell, I'm a bit behind on these voicemails. A lot of them coming through. I like to try to get to all of them, but that means that I run behind.
Jagu Tim.
Might be time for a voicemail show.
Jagu Tim, Tom
Jagu.
From New York. And
no,
I watched Jagu, that movie you were talking about, Midnight Meat Train, with
yes.
That guy from The Hangover. And
Bradley Cooper.
It wasn't really a great movie. I don't know why you even talked about it, but...
Well, because we were talking about reptilians, and the whole movie is reptilian-based. You see?
I guess worth your time if you like shitty reptilians and people getting murdered on buses.
Well, that's why I brought it up on the show. I brought it up on the show because we were talking about reptilians, and then I remember that I saw this movie about a reptilian. That's exactly why I brought it up. It makes perfect sense why I would bring it up, on the show, you fucked hard.
Hey, Tim. This is Clark.
How many reptilian movies are there?
Super long time listener in North Carolina.
What did you guys think of the movie Splice? That's another one. I don't think a lot of people like that one. It was okay.
I was listening to Monday's show about the
crazy about
Christians and the technology. Well, I used to be associated with a Jehovah's Witness, and I...
When you mean associated with... Were you, like, fucking the Jehovah's Witness?
I went to a couple of their meetings and whatnot.
Whoa.
And they were openly against social networking. They actually came out and had little talks about it.
Just like USB is of the devil.
Saying that social
because
networking,
of its logo,
you know,
the
Facebook,
trident.
Mostly MySpace. We're doing the devil's work. And
yeah, you can find some pussy for free.
Hey, Tim, I'm a few days behind on the show, so you probably won't
That's okay, I'm a few weeks behind on the voicemails.
Christmas.
We're even, Steven.
Someone called up and I was wondering if there was famous people that listen to the show. If I remember right, Brendan Fraser, Ron Jeremy, and also Duke Nukem, and, well, myself, James Earl Jones. Yeah, the voice from Darth Vader. Yeah. All right, well, Jagu.
I like how he threw his voice there. I don't recall Brendan Fraser being a fan of the program, but yes, Duke Nukem did do an intro, and Ron Jeremy also did an intro. I think a listener tracked him down and made him do an intro. He's such a big fan, by the way, Ron Jeremy, that in his intro he says, you're watching Distorted View. He has no idea that this is an audio program.
Yeah, Tim.
Yes?
I'm going to get you, motherfucker.
Yeah?
You wait.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get you. I sleep with one eye open and a hammer under my bed. Crack your
hey,
skull.
Tim, it's Matt in Kansas. I was just doing our recycle.
And then flip the hammer around and use the side where you pull out the nails to gouge out your eyeballs, you asshole.
Recycling for the week, and there are actually some special kids working there. And one of
slap you in the face like a woman.
Of them, well, he wasn't singing, you know, he wasn't talking about his, where things go, but what? He was singing a little song to himself about all the delicious foods he was going to eat this Thanksgiving. He was just back there going through the paper goods, like mashed potatoes, gravy, green beans, casserole, roasted turkey.
It's a nice song.
It was pretty. It was
Why
pretty cute,
recording
actually.
That?
I wish I could have taped it for you, but yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
When
I give
sing,
thanks for you.
Angels weep.
Hey, Jimmy, I was listening to your broadcast about the Russian restrooms being clean. I don't know where the fuck they're getting this from. I was in Russia. It was in 1993, but I was in St. Petersburg. I was at their major train station. I had to take a shit. So I go into the restroom. There's a line. The public restroom is maybe a 4 foot high block, like shape, you know, U shape, so it's open in the front. And there's a hole in the fucking floor. And that's it.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was what the story was saying. Like, you said, what, 93? Yeah, I think now
it's
they're.
In this hole.
Now.
In the floor, and no fucking toilet paper either.
And they're, now they're trying to, you know, upgrade their system and become a shining example of what shitters, what shitting facilities could look like.
Hey, Timmy. Hey, freaks. This is Naughty Nipples calling in. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And as always, thanks to me for all your great programming and shit you give us.
It.
I'm calling in with a movie recommendation. If you're
Midnight
into nihilistic, postmodern, German, docu-porn, gay, zombie movies, I would really, really recommend Otto. Or
that's a niche market right there.
Or Up With Dead People. That's the name of the movie. It's
people.
On Netflix. It's really worth it. You know, it may be a little more... NPR freak.
I would love to shoot just a super low-budget movie that makes absolutely no sense, and then don't offer it anywhere. I mean, no, don't produce, don't make DVDs or whatever. Just offer it on Netflix as a streaming movie and see what happens.
Oriented, the non-NPR and freak-oriented, but it's really trippy and kind of hot and weird. Anyway, I hope everyone's doing well, and hey, haven't heard from Spiral Hamfucker in a while. Calling in to see what's up with Spiral. Anyway, talk to you later.
Thanks,
Timmy.
Thank you for calling in, and thank everyone. Thank you, everyone. What the hell is wrong with me? I can't form words today. Yes, thank you, everyone, for all of the voicemails. Keep them coming. We'll get to you eventually. If you call, like, for instance, if you call today, sometime in 2011, you will probably hear your voice on this very program. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for it, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, if you're not...
Kids are calling it by the more popular slang term, butt hash.
I make myself laugh, and that's all that matters. It's the only reason I'm doing this. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're a sideshow freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, you like that?